You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Constable and Mark Brumheller here with you on this Friday. Filling in for Nick and Ken. We'll be with you for the next 3.5 hours or so as we break down a lot of the NBA playoff series, both series prices, first game, all those lines are out, play-in tournament tonight. So lots to get to. We also have the NFL draft, Mark. It is just 6 days, 4 hours, and 38 minutes away. It's exciting stuff.
That's right. I can't wait. And one of the most fun parts about this week and leading into the draft, outside of the actual players are going to get drafted and trying to figure out like what the GMs are thinking and, you know, how teams are going to surprise us, is it's uniform season, right? This is the time where teams update their uniforms. We saw the Lions go out with the black jerseys. What were your thoughts on the Lions jerseys? You know, I thought, to me, I like the old ones. I don't like the big block numbers. I get the fans are going crazy over the black. They got blue pants. They got blue helmets. It's a little bit different. The color scheme's pretty nice, but I thought it was a miss. I liked the old thin letters with the Lions.
Huh. I am just looking at this now. I didn't see this last night when this was announced. I don't know.
I don't love.
I kind of like them.
I thought, oh yeah. I don't like the big block, like the 1980 lettering. Like, come on, man. It's like these big block numbers. Like, I like a more sleek, modern look, man. I thought the old ones were good. I'm okay with the black jersey.
Okay. Yeah, I like the black. I think that's very cool. The lettering, I could go either way. I agree with you. I often tend to like the old school stuff a lot better. I think, you know, as uniforms have evolved, designs just kind of are too out there. Like, we try and get too creative. Like, let's just keep it simple. But I don't hate these Lions ones. Let's see what Adam Leviton thinks, co-founder of Establish the Run. Adam, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. Do you have any input on these Lions uniforms? I don't know if we have Adam's sound.
Audio. Yeah.
All right. We're working to get Adam's audio. In the meantime,
he probably wasn't ready for a hard hitting question right off the bat about the Lions uniforms. That could have been it. We could have took him a little bit by surprise.
He was probably like me. Hadn't even seen them yet. Been living under a rock for the last 24 hours with no sports last night, nothing to bet on. I kind of just tuned everything out.
Last night was kind of a dull night. Like, it was a little bit of a, you know, hey, you know, like I said, I did a little cross sport money line parlay. Didn't even go full unit on it. Was just, you know, wanted to have a little bit of action. But yeah, last night was not a great sports night as far as betting. But the uniforms I thought were interesting. I mean, the Lions, you know, we saw the Texans, I think, updated their uniforms a little bit, their road uniforms. And then who was the other one? Someone else. I know the Broncos are coming. I think the Broncos are coming Monday, the 22nd. They're getting new uniforms. I'm trying to think of who else updated. Oh, the Jets. The Jets went back. I like the Jets going back to the full throwback with the Jets logo. Yeah. They got that football out of the way. Yeah, I think that's sharp. I'm okay with that one.
I have seen the Jets, and I do agree with you. I like the Jets, the old school ones, much more. I think that was a great move to go back. I haven't seen the Texans. Where are these uniforms? Why is it not the easiest thing to find on Twitter when you Google Texans uniform?
Well, I think the Texans didn't officially announce it, but I think the road ones got leaked. So it looks similar. Like, it's still the navy and the red, but it's the letters are a little more modernized. Like, I keep saying letters. It's the numerals. I keep saying letters, but the numerals are more modernized. You know, they're a little bit, they have, like, sharper edges and, you know, a little bit more teeth. You know, Texans are winning some games now. They got to look good. They know C.J. Stroud's going to be MVP candidate next year. They want to look good when they're out on that field. They can't have some old dusty uniform.
Texans are going to be very good next year, I think. A lot of moves made this offseason for them to get even better after a playoff appearance. They're picking 27th, and that tells you that things are pretty good, right, in Texas, in Houston, based on that pick number in this year's draft. Mark, as we're working to get Adam and some sound here for him, let's dive into some of this draft stuff and some of the rumors that we've heard. I mean, we just barely touched on in the last segment the Patriots potentially moving out of number 3. You think that that's, one, probably not going to happen, and two, would likely be a mistake. But don't the Patriots have so many areas of concern on their roster that they could go a lot of different ways? Of course, establishing a franchise quarterback, if they see someone who they think of these, you know, four top quarterbacks, is someone that could lead their franchise for a while, yes, you should take them. But there's a lot of needs on this Patriots roster this season.
Correct. But if we, speaking of the Texans, let's use the Texans as the blueprint, right? One of the worst rosters in the NFL, you know, before last year. If we go back to 2022, they were a complete mess that DeMeco Ryans took over. And they went out and got their quarterback. And then they saw they had the guy, and they went full in. They get Stephon Diggs. They trade for him. They really start building. Like, now it's go time. They got the quarterback. They got him on the rookie contract. Now it's go time. We're going to push in our chips, and we're going to try and maximize our potential during this rookie contract period. To me, that is the successful way to attack it. When you start saying, like, hey, you know, we don't have enough good players around this quarterback to draft them, and you start letting elite quarterback talent pass you by when you have a top 5 pick, or in the Patriots case, a top 3 pick, to me, that's a disastrous approach. That's a disaster waiting to happen. You don't want to do that, because then you build up the team and you're not picking at the top, and you end up settling for a quarterback like Mac Jones, right? They've already been there. They already lived that nightmare. They don't want to do it again. They're at the top 3. They're going to get Jaden Daniels or Drake May. One of the two is going to be there. I personally think it's May. I think May's a no-brainer at number 3, but who knows if he's going to be there or not. Maybe the Commanders like May. We'll see if the, you know, if the dinner, you know, drama is just all smoke, or if there's actually some signal there, you know, who knows? But it seems like everything fell apart for Jaden Daniels over a single tweet.
Well, let's see what Adam Levitan thinks, because we've got him on the phone now. Adam, thanks for bearing with us while we fix some audio issues. Want to get your take on Elliot Wolf's comments. The director of scouting for the Patriots said that they're open to possibly trading down. They're not set on a quarterback quite yet at the number 3 pick. Where do you see the Patriots going on draft day?
Yeah, I mean, that's what every GM would say, right? I mean, if anybody asked me and I had the number 3 pick, of course I'm open to moving down. There could be someone that outrageously overpays. I think when you're in the Patriots situation, you take the quarterback that you like, and there's 4 that I think are starting to get into the mix. I mean, I actually think the tea leaves from the last 24 hours suggest Drake May go number 2, and then at 3, the Patriots would have their choice of Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy, and I think they will take one of those. But, of course, they're open for business. If someone gives them some outrageous offer, I'm sure they at least think about trading.
Adam, I want to pick your brain a little bit on the other quarterbacks, right? We all know about the top 4. I bet under 4.5 quarterbacks selected in the first round at plus 200 at BetMGM. I can't imagine that there are GMs in it. Well, I should be able to imagine, but I just think that there's a big cliff after you get off the top four to when you get into Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. I think that they are not first-round quarterbacks. Wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the bet, how many quarterbacks you think will go in the first round, and Penix Jr. specifically.
Yeah, I think it's a good bet at plus 200 for sure. I would call it closer to a flip whether Nix or Penix go in the first round right now. Obviously, Nix has been very much connected to the Denver Broncos. He fits the way Sean Payton likes to scheme offense, et cetera. The Broncos could trade back and get him in the second round if they want to. Now, there is some advantage to taking guys in the first round because you get that fifth-year option. In other words, you know, if the guy goes in the first pick of the second round after his first 4 years rookie contract, it's over. That's it. He's a free agent. If he goes in late in the first round, well, then you have the fifth-year option on him. So that's some small factor that gives me some pause on saying that's only going to be four quarterbacks. But, yeah, I do not think that Bo Nix or Michael Penix are round one grade, like actual first-round quarterbacks. That doesn't mean they won't go, but I think it would be a reach if either one of them went in the first round.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam, Daniels was the heavy favorite in the number two spot to go second overall to the Commanders. That's flipped as of today, as of just a couple hours ago. He's now around minus 135 versus, you know, minus 350 where he was earlier. What's with the movement here? Can you pinpoint anything?
Yeah, so, you know, Jaden Daniels started getting steam at two when Adam Schefter and a couple of others started linking Jaden Daniels to Washington. Now, we've been down this path before with national reports, you know, the Trey Lance, Mac Jones situation. Will Levis last year was heavily rumored to go in the top five. He ends up going in the second round. So we've been down this path before with misinformation. We had heard people saying that Jaden Daniels' meeting with the Commanders did not go that well. That was not his top 30 visit, but another one of his visits, and that's kind of gone national now as well. So, yeah, I do think that it will be May at two right now, but the market, you know, I don't think people should be using the NFL draft betting market as the arbiter of truth. In other words, I can go on right now and bet a couple $100 and move the line on Jaden Daniels a ton, not because I know anything, but because these lines are not very liquid. And so it's just when people start getting out there blasting, there's a rumor, Adam Schefter says something, Daniel Jeremiah says something, that's what causes this stuff to move a lot. Jaden Daniels' agent did come out last night and said the meeting with Washington didn't go as he had hoped. So, yeah, all that stuff is leading to Drake May's steam.
Adam, you brought up an excellent point just about how, like, fragile the market is and how it can move, you know, if volatile it is, and how it can move in either direction pretty quickly. Do you think there's a lot of market manipulation out there as far as like, hey, maybe if someone missed the number on May, you know, do they, you know, bet into Daniels a little bit to get that number back down before they come back over the top?
Yeah. So, I mean, most you can possibly get down. I mean, the most I've been able to get down is $500 at Circa. So I don't think any professional players are out here, you know, head faking and moving lines on the draft. It's just not worth the time for such small amounts. I think people are just reacting really hard to anything, any shred of rumor, news, agent. Dane Brugler says something. I mean, anything can cause these lines to move because, again, they move on such little money.
Adam, you were just talking about the Broncos and needing a quarterback. A team like Minnesota, they can afford to trade up for a quarterback because they have a ton of talent on their roster. The Broncos don't really have the capital or the roster strength to necessarily give up a ton to move up. Do you see any world in which Denver actually moves down in this draft to kind of acquire a little bit more?
Certainly. And if I'm the Broncos, you know, if I was there for the long term, I'd be trying to be bad this year. I mean, they really messed up by winning 8 games last year. It's just, you know, they have one of the worst rosters in the league. I would call Broncos, Patriots, and Panthers probably the 3 worst rosters in the entire league. And if the Broncos get Bo Nix or whatever, that's not going to help them. So I think major candidate to trade down and still get one of Nix or Penix or Spencer Rattler, or whoever Sean Payton likes, I think is very, very, very much in play.
Another bet I have in the account I want to bounce off you, Adam, is Malik Nabers to go number 6 in the draft. I feel like the Chargers are a little bit of a, could go either way. Do they go offensive line? How do they tag? I feel like eventually they have to get Herbert some weapons. Give me your thoughts on what you think the Chargers are going to do at 5 and if the Giants would pounce on Nabers if he's there.
Yeah, so I think it depends what happens in front of them. But at 5, I could easily see the Vikings trading into that spot and going for J.J. McCarthy, which would leave the Giants at 6, a decision between Rome Odunze and Malik Nabers, assuming they want to take wide receiver, which I think they should. The Giants have taken a lot of small, quick, yards-after-catch kind of guys. That is Malik Nabers' game. I personally think that Rome Odunze is maybe the more unique prospect, like an alpha, ready to play in the NFL right now, true X receiver. It's really a matter of preference, I think, between Nabers and Odunze. So I can make a case for either one of them. But, yeah, you know, the Giants thing is interesting, depending on how the board falls, because I would not rule them out rolling the dice on a quarterback, one of the top 4, if one of those guys is there or if they're able to move up 1 or 2 spots. So I don't have any bets on that number 6 spot. Right now, I think it'd be quarterback at Odunze or Nabers.
Adam, about 30 seconds left. What's your favorite bet that you've placed on the NFL draft so far?
Oh, my God. I've been betting this stuff for 2 months, so I have some absolutely insane stuff at insane numbers. I have Brock Bowers to go to the Bears at 45-1. Let's see. Trey Benson, first running back, 9-1. Stuff I've taken lately, Byron Murphy under 16.5 minus 205. I think Brian Thomas injury stuff is going to come out soon. I took over 17.5 minus 140. That line's gotten a bit away. Terrion Arnold to be the first cornerback plus 170. So those are some recent stuff. But, yeah, you know, a lot of the best stuff is obviously gone. But, you know, that's just the way it is.
Love it. Thanks for joining us, Adam. We appreciate all of your insights. Coming up next on You Better You Bet, NBA playoffs starts this weekend. Who do we have? We'll tell you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.